You're listening to Radiola with Andy Sr. Babies, great new group, and with some people we really, really love in there to listen to, and they're great people anyway. But that was Fat Babies led. I think there's no list mention of a leader on here, but Bo Sample on string bass, Andy Shum cornet, John Otto on reeds, Dave Bach trombone, Paul Asaro piano, Jake Sanders on banjo, Alex Hall on drums, and the Fat Babies, well, they play in Chicago. You can hear them anytime you're there in town. Just make sure I think they're playing at a barbecue establishment, so, and they should be playing Carnegie Hall, as far as I'm concerned, but great group on Delmark, and the album is Chicago Hot, and that was the Weary Blues, and sometimes we get weary here on Radiola, but yet we go on. And I'm Andy Sr., and I do go on. Henry Burr, 1912, on Victor. Mine. Yes, this record is mine. Here it is.
A tender tale it would impart, Mine, when the birds are waking.
That was the Victor Light Opera Company, Gems from Sybil, 1916. And I just, sometimes you have to play a Gems. I like those. They're great. It's so nice variety in those, and it's nice to hear something great from the acoustic age, and I enjoy that. Also from the acoustic age, and you can hear Eddie King just drumming his head off in there. I Love the Ladies, a medley one-step, 1914. Those are both 12-inchers, by the way. Nice sound, too. Henry Burr, Mine, 1912, and it's all mine. I take responsibility for it, too, and blame, wherever it falls. And this is Radiola. I'm Andy Sr., and I'm not blameless, but I just can't help myself, so I'm doing this show out of force of habit. The original Wolverines, and again, they were not even the original Wolverines, or they were a later group, but lots of great Frank Teschemacher there, and you'll hear him just owning this record. Dear Old Southland in 1928, off the Complete Wolverines on Archaeophone. Buy that, would you? Thank you. Hines and his piano, 1932, Down Among the Sheltering Palms, and that was a take I think first issued on that wartime Columbia, and it wasn't bad. The sound was good out even with that later Columbia shellac. Those red labels don't inspire confidence, but that sounded really good. And it's better. I guess sheltering palms are better than pseudoriparous ponds, which you might have as a teenager if you're if you were like me. and out, and you can. Yes, and if you want to look that up, go ahead. It's spelled S-U-D-O-R, and then you can go on from there. I had to find that. I was looking up something else, and I found that word. And if I didn't use that, I was going to explode. Louis Armstrong and his Savoy Ballroom 5, 1929, a Columbia reissue. Sounds like a dub, but Brian Rush says it's not, but it sounds very good indeed. Mahogany Hall Stomp, one of my all-time favorites. And the original Wolverines with Dear Old Southland, 1928. And the only notable musician that I can think of in there is Frank Teschenmacher, who just nails it right to the wall there. And that it's definitely him. Boy, is it. Complete Wolverines on Archaeophone. This is Radiola, and we urge you to buy CDs because... if you don't keep buying music, there won't be any music left to buy, both from living artists and reissuers who are doing some magic things with some of these records. And the Archaeophone Off the Record series is incredible. This doesn't sound magical, but maybe it is. It's Shep Fields, and somebody loved this record, I can tell. Bobby Godet in 1937 singing Melody for Two.
bailaré jamás. Ni en tu escena y en tu estrón, ya me calientala. Chinito con amor, tu boquita bésala. Ven, manita, por Dios, contigo quiero bailar. A los besos de mi amor, y así juntitos gozar.
Andy Kirk and his Clouds of Joy. It doesn't say 12, so it must have been more. Mary Lou Williams on the piano throughout. Vocal by the band. Little Joe from Chicago, 1938 on Decca. And great one, yes. Before that, another experiment in the political incorrectness. But again, Xavier Cugat and his Waldorf Astoria Orchestra. Pedro Barrios was singing that, if you want to call it that. But it's a great rumba. Yes, I have to say, you have to. Sometimes you just want to play a rumba. 1935, Chino Soy, and I think there was some Eastern reference there. I won't get into that. Shep Fields and his Rippling Rhythm Orchestra, Bobby Godet, Melody for Two, which I might have even been the picture that came from, 1937. Same one from September in the Rain, which is the other side. And I'll play that too someday. It doesn't say, if I can find a good copy of it, I may play it. I'll play it whenever that happens too. That's a little crunchy. This is Radiola, and we play what we have, whether it's crunchy or not, simply because we have to. It's a compulsion, you might say. Richard Himber, a great copy of this on Decca. Great band, hotel-type music, but this is later on. I associate Richard Himber with the earlier 30s, but in 1940 he was still making some good records. And here's Rodgers and Hart's Blue Moon.
Thank you.
And there's Glenn Gray and the Casalome Orchestra, both sides of DECA 3089. That's No Name Jive. And yes, Persona Non Grata. That's, I should make that my theme song. It fits. It really does. Before that, Richard Hember and Blue Moon. Great copy of that. Great sound. 1940. This is Radiola, and yes, Persona Non Grata is should be a rumba, I was thinking. A nice Latin number. And I'm Andy Sr., and I answer to that and many other things. Frank Munn, People Will Say We're in Love, from the Golden Voice Radio on Take Two, issued by Jim Bedoyan. And you should buy everything from that catalog. Good stuff in there. And wonderful, a bit later than we normally play, but here it is. From Oklahoma, People Will Say We're in Love.
Don't throw bouquets at me. Don't please my folks too much. Don't laugh at my jokes. Eyes are so like mine. Your eyes mustn't glow like mine. People will say we're in love. Don't start collecting things. Give me my rose and my glove. They're suspecting things. People will say we're in love. Don't look at me. Don't feel my hope to love. Don't lie. Eyes are so like mine. Your eyes mustn't glow like mine. People will say we're in love. Don't start collecting things. Give me my rose and my glove. They're suspecting things. People will say
we're in love. I used to say I'd never see the day when a love crazy fool I'd be. Used to stall them all, love to see them fall. My men were just playthings to me. But when that Superman came along, he made me change my song. I can't quit that man. I can't quit that man. Everything it takes to make me love him, he's got. Right from the start, he put me on love's spot. I can't quit that man. I can't quit that man. His loving is delightful, delicious, so sweet. His modernistic technique makes love complete. Now you understand why I can't quit that man. From the start, he put me on love spot. I can't quit that man. I can't quit that man. His action so masterful, he's slow, sweet, and kind. His sweet artistic loving is super fine. Now you understand why mama can't quit that man.
Ida Cox and her all-star orchestra, and you heard a lot of Red Allen in there, and J.C. Higginbotham. Amazing accompaniment. Ida, of course, had recorded blues in the early 20s and throughout, and this, I think, was her last session on OK. I don't know if she recorded after 42, because I don't have a modern discography, but I'm relying on Russ to tell me these things. And I Can't Quit That Man. Great tune. Wonderful stuff. Frank Munn. People Will Say We're in Love from Oklahoma. There's Rogers with the other guy. probably around, what, 44 that might have been? That is from a CD from Take Two. The Golden Voice of Radio is the name of it. It's all Frank Munn, all from the 40s. Wonderful, wonderful stuff, though. Very, and that sort of fits in. A little later than we normally play, but you cannot fault the tune or the sentiments on it. This is Radiola, by the way. You've been listening for 2 hours. I hope you have. And I'm Andy Senior, and I'm just here. Next week, I'm going to take another week off, and that is by design. That's to keep everybody happy. And the week after, we'll be back on maybe. I don't know. If I take an extended vacation again, I'll let you know. But we're glad to be here this week. We're going to finish now with Fats Waller and his rhythm. Very sweet stuff here. 1940. And perfect end of the show. So yeah, go to bed, would you? Or something. You know, at least go home. they told me, Blue Eyes.
Away. blue eyes, tell me do, were the sunbeams meant for you? When you smile, the world smiles too. Blue eyes, I love you. Go to sleep.